about that rift.
Me too, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hinman?
Mr. Goodell has just answered my question.
Okay. Does everybody understand? Now, we're going to have to do this conceptually because the page one of the amendments rolled them back to one and one, and then added back out of that the two-tenths, which would have then gone mostly to counties, but in the metro area to metro. So we're changing that. We're going to have to do it conceptually because we don't have, since this agreement was just reached, we don't have the draft amendments. But Jim, you won't have any problem drafting that, right? And
in fact, I believe that in effect what you're doing is keeping the existing distribution formula that's already in law.
That's right.
Except that you're taking $100,000, and it just happens just by the freak of how this all works out. The percentages work out exactly the same as existing law, except that you're taking $100,000 out of the city and the counties and giving it to Metro. That's really all you're doing.
The cities and the counties in the Metro area.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Only the cities and the counties in the Metro area.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hanlon.
In effect, you're going to reduce the distribution to the cities and counties in those in the metro area to the tune of $200,000.
Yes,
and that's
correct.
Going to go to Metro.
That's
right.
Correct. Now that's out of a total of how much? Approximately how much would the cities and counties get? They're going to have 2.5 cents now of cigarette tax, and a penny raises about $5 million.
The bill increases the city and the county revenue $7.2 million apiece. And so that would be reduced by $100,000 for each, the city and the county.
Okay. But that $100,000 would come entirely out of the approximately 40%
right.
of the distribution that goes to the metro area, because metro has about 40% of the population,
right.
I believe. Any other discussion on this? If Senator Cease moves the conceptual compromise proposal, and again with the understanding that staff and legislative council will draft it and will take a very close look at it to make sure that the legislative council understands clearly that to make sure it does exactly what has been agreed to. Okay, is there objection to this proposed amendment?
Mr. Chair, I'm not bringing up an objection. I'm
okay.
bringing up a question.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm going a little
That's
slow
fine.
Here. Now, I understand we have testimony on this from the counties and the cities. I have had a call from my county commission agreeing not quite to the same thing. Is what I want to make sure of is the city of Portland and the city of Beaverton and all the other ones that are in that area have agreed to this. It's one thing to say the counties generally have agreed to this. It's another to say the specific counties and cities within the area have agreed
okay.
to that.
Okay. Mr. Martin or Mr. Fell, either one of you have any, have you had time to contact the cities? Are they aware of what you're trying to do? Do you think there are going to be concerns? Why don't you comment on Senator Ryle's question
again? Mr. Ferguson from the League of Oregon City sat in this meeting and came to this agreement. None of us have had time to go back to anyone and individually, specifically, and talk to them. But he said that that's what he would do.
I know personally from my contacts with people in the city of Portland that they're very supportive of finding some revenue source for administration of Metro so that they don't have to keep paying those excessive fees. I would tend to think that they would certainly support it, but we won't know for sure until we ask them. I would say that if we get objection from those local governments in the Tri-County area that are affected, then I would anticipate bringing this bill back because it's clear understanding that this is with the agreement of those local governments. And in fact, when Metro first came to me about this suggestion, I told them very clearly, I won't do it unless you get the agreement of all those local governments, the counties, and now also in the cities in that area.
Mr. Chair?
Was Jerry in on this? Jerry, you want to come forward? Roger, you can stay there. We'll just have you all up here. Senator Cease.
I from conversations I've had with my mayor and things that have been relayed to me from a couple of my county commissioners, I think they're supportive.
Yeah, that's my understanding, too.
Well, Mr. Chair, that's why, before, though, when we talked about this, we talked about a general conceptual understanding related between cities, all how many 400 or so there are, and all 36 counties and in relationship. And now we've moved to it's affecting specific cities and three specific counties. And so that the League of Oregon Cities and the League of Oregon Counties have signed off is a little bit different because it's only affecting a small number within their group, and that's why I wanted to have that clear on the record. If it hasn't been signed off to, that's one thing. If it has, I want to know it, and because I'm like you, this is supposed to be a mutual agreement.
And again, they haven't gotten specific approval because there hasn't been time to get specific approval from all of the cities affected, from Beaverton and Gresham and Portland and so on, because there just hasn't been time. But there is the general approval of finding. And you actually have using some of this source, but this specific approval they haven't agreed to. And if we hear from them that there's okay. concern, and I would expect you to, particularly Metro, to be on the phone right away contacting those folks. And if there are concerns, believe me, I will move this bill back to committee and we will delete this. Jerry, do you understand the agreement?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I do.
Is it your understanding that this will be acceptable to the cities in the metro area?
Mr. Chairman, Jerry Oregon Association of Oregon Counties, I have been informed to that effect. I'd ask Bill Grinnell to check for those three counties affected. So maybe I could turn it to him. You can hear from him firsthand who's actually talked with the
he already told us that. Okay, I just wanted to verify it. Okay. That's the best we can do in terms of
okay,
insurance.
Well, I think that understanding is clear. It's a mutual okay. agreement. If it isn't a mutual agreement, we're back to square one.
Certainly was. That was my premise from day one, and the gentleman from Metro will confirm that I said that on day one. When I first talked to them.
So did I, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Okay. So is there objection to the conceptual amendment? Seeing and hearing none, that's adopted. Okay. Senator Cease moves House Bill 2183 to the floor. The new pass recommendation with the two changes we have made, and that is adding the other tobacco products, which has a positive revenue impact of $5 million, a little firmer than the other one we did, I might add, because it's unlikely that the snooze suckers will quit doing it in the near future anyway. And with the minor technical amendment dealing with Metro added also.
So, Mr. Chair.
Senator Riles.
Now, with the passage of this bill, we're raising then, are we raising 28.7? 44.6 and another 5.
We are raising
so
cigarette
9,
tax.
49. It's actually 51.3.
State share is 73.3.
Plus 5.
Plus 5. So 78.3. Again, let me emphasize that this is not an increase in cigarette taxes
right.
because the 8 cents. The 10 cents has been on the books for 4 years, and the 8 cents does not go into effect until it sunsets at the federal level 1st of October.
So is it dependent on the federal sunset?
No, it's not dependent.
No.
But the federal sunset is online now unless they change it. Unless they change it. Now, they may change it and raise taxes at the federal level.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Riles.
I'm planning to vote for the bill, but I'm planning to vote for the bill fully realizing that I will be telling my constituents that I'm voting to raise their cigarette taxes by 8 cents. The total amount may not raise if the federals continue to back away from that.
That's
but
right.
when I'm doing this, I know I have a very strong possibility that I'm asking them to pay 8 cents more per
That's absolutely
pack.
Correct.
I think... That's
after
the way
the
I hope I can tell them something opposite, but I think I'll start out by saying that and then
after
have a surprise.
What you want to tell them is after the 1st of October, if the federal government extends their 8 cents at sunsetting, then they'll have to pay 8 cents more. And that's absolutely accurate. And so they, if they're cigarette smokers, they can write to Bob Packwood. Okay? Which call, is there, let's see, yeah, Senator Cease did, we did get the motion this time, we're doing it right. And would you call the roll on the motion, please?
Senator Cease?
Aye.
Howe?
No.
Olson?
Aye.
Riles?
Aye.
Hanlon?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye. Motion adopted. You know, let's talk about carriers a little. Senator Cease would like to carry the cigarette tax bill. I suppose the reconnect I probably should carry. Is there anybody who would like to carry the $85 credit that we passed out yesterday? If not, I'll carry it.
You carry it.
I will carry those two. And any of you that want to jump in and help can feel free to do so.
How about me?
Well, I fully expect you to jump in.
I'll jump in.
I want to once again thank this committee. This committee has been delightful to work with. And
Are we ending? We're
not ending, though. We're just, this is our, maybe the second most important task that we've done this session. We have one more very important task, and that'll be property tax relief. But we also have several other bills that we'll be hearing along the way. Anything further to come before the committee?
Mr. President,
Senator Howe.
Just a confirmation here now. What we've done yesterday and today is to raise taxes $201.3 million. Is that your total?
The reconnect with the federal is 72, and we added maybe two to that, two or three, so maybe
I get it that the revenue impact is $75 million. Is that a false figure?
That's about right, 75. It's very close. 83 stays the same. Cigarette, we've added the other tobacco, 5, so that goes up to 78. So we've got a total impact on the state general fund of about 235 or 236, and then local government has picked up another 19, so the total is 255, roughly.
Total impact is 255 and 201 to the state general fund.
No, 200 and about 35 to the state general fund. And 19.2 to the local. Do you have this sheet that was...
Yeah, I'm just trying to make the determination here. Let me have your totals again.
Okay.
Total taxes are how much? 250 something.
About 255.
255. State general fund portion of those taxes
is about 236.
236. And I'll work back the numbers and get the divisions. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Senator Olson?
Mr. Chair, again, I intend between now and time this goes to Florida to talk to some of the key players on the property tax relief program and get exactly what it is that we're trying to shape up for here before I'm ready to support on the floor.
Okay.
Done here today.
Okay. And you're one of the key players in the property tax, I might add. All members of this committee are, because we're either going to get a bill that they're going to pass the House on Friday, or if that fails, then we're going to be back to 913 as a vehicle. We will deal with property tax relief in this committee. Anything further to come before the committee? We're adjourned.
What are you going to do with all that revenue?